Now, on Thanksgiving, tens of millions of people are expected to tune into the National Dog Show, a televised competition of dog breeds that was taped earlier this month in Oaks, Pennsylvania. The dogs are judged for their breed characteristics, except for one, their barks. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on what barking can tell us about a dog.
Show dogs are judged for appearance, for temperament, and for the unique qualities of their breeds, but many dogs also have unique barks, says National Dog Show co-host David Fry.
It's part of what the dog was bred to do, and it's what we try to talk about at the dog show is relating form to function that make the dog unique for its job.
Barking is not considered in the National Dog Show, so Fry hosted an unofficial bark-off contest a few days before the taping of the show earlier this month. It featured a beagle and a red-bone coonhound. The owner of the coonhound is Robin Fittipaldi. She's training him for search and rescue work.
He is a very good barker. He's very loud.
Bill Swartz brought two Finnish Spitzes. They're known for their rapid-fire machine gun style of barking.
They're used to hunt in Finland. The voice changes the pitch and the speed goes up 150 times a minute. That the sound carries through the woods.
But Swartz's dog were hesitant to bark on cue. The dog's other owner, Sue Marshall, said televised dog shows do not always allow for a dog to show off its natural instincts.
They don't get to be dogs. They're in their crate, they're on their bench, they're in their ring, and home. They're off the lead, they can hang out on the couch and trash talk the squirrels when they want. It's all good. Having a dog is one of the best things ever.
The National Dog Show will be televised from noon to 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.